Boone Police Chief John Weibold. Good to have you here.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Hey, it's thanks for filling in because Ryan's got the month off, or he's got this time off anyhow.
Yeah, so that's correct.
Ryan, Sergeant Ryan Palmer. But again, you've been here a couple of different times now, keeping us up to date on some of the things that have been going on. Started out the new year. We haven't had to do, hopefully you haven't had to tow a lot of vehicles.
No, it's been very good. We've had one snow ordinance downtown only, and that went very well. And
so, thank you, people.
Yes, no kidding.
Well, it's one of the challenges. Yeah, and people can't, sometimes they forget, oh, it snowed. Do we have the ordinance? No. You got to have some accumulation, really, is what
correct.
It is.
Yep.
And still, the best thing, get yourself signed up if you haven't already done that, because you'll get a text message that says it's in effect.
That's right.
And that's, I think it's 88, Boone Snow, all one word, capital letters.
Yep, text 888-777.
3-8s, 3-7s.
Correct.
There you go. And if you want all the rest of the information about street closures and stuff, you can use the same number and get into that as well. But we're talking just strictly snow ordinance right now. Let's not do any towing.
I would not be sad if we didn't get a lot of snow this rest of this winter. But
well, probably.
This is Iowa, so it's not really up to us.
Well, we'll see what Mother Nature does.
That's right.
Nobody, she doesn't really take my opinion, but there's that. Anyway, we do have a few other things that are going on. So I just wanted to, because before I get you started on some of this, one of the things you did was gave out an ordinance to the council about feeding deer, and
yep.
they did adopt that, and people need to know that we really don't want you to go out and put out food for deer.
Correct. I mean, this is part of the problem why we have so many deer in town. We've had a number of accidents on South Story Street, specifically of car versus deer accidents, and there's a lot of people that like to look at the deer, and some of those people decide to feed the deer, and then it makes them way too comfortable in town, and then they stand on the roads, and they just cause problems. So that's why we adopted that ordinance. So hopefully people are abiding by that, and we haven't seen anybody yet or got any calls about anybody violating that ordinance at this time, but we certainly don't want to write any tickets for that if we can help
it. It's just one of those things where they do become... Yeah, they become actually they lose a lot of that get out of the way and
right.
stuff like that. They become tame.
Yeah, they become way too comfortable around people and vehicles. Yeah, so
and as we know, there's a lot of people still hunting them with vehicles out there. A couple more yesterday. So that's just one of the things in town, folks. Now, don't do that. Let's talk about some of the other things that are going on. You wrapped up the year. I know I happened to see Sheriff Godzicki put out information about the years of the calls his department had. And again, everybody needs to remember it's all going through one communication center.
That's
so
right.
There's a lot of calls here. What about your department? How'd the year go?
Yeah, we had ended the year with 10,800 calls, which was up about 1,000 from the previous year. However, arrests were down. You know, we were looking at, as we looked at these numbers, last year we had 344 arrests for the year. I was looking back, and about 5 years ago, when I advertised for officers, we give them stats of, mm-hmm. of what they can expect if they come to work here. And at that time, we were averaging 1.9 arrests per year, and now we're down below 1.9 arrests per day, and now we're down below 1 per day. So I think that says a lot about how far this community's come.
All right. Policing, getting the information out there.
Yeah.
Again, people pay attention.
Yeah, so it's just, so, it's
well, that's pretty
fantastic.
Good.
Yeah, it's really good.
Okay. Less than one per day. So
yep.
We got 344. Number of calls up, though. Kinds of detail, I mean, to break
them
out?
I think a lot of the calls, I didn't break down all of the calls. I broke down a lot of the arrests. But the calls, we've had so many medical calls. And as most of you know, that we go to a lot of those medical calls, especially if they're emergent for any mm-hmm. reason. And I think medical calls across the county are up quite a bit.
Yeah.
So I attribute some of those to that. But everything that we do creates a call for service. So if
yeah.
we're doing an unlock for somebody, that's
sure.
a call for service. If we're making an arrest, that's a call for service. So kind of everything in between. If the officers are dispatched to do something, or they come across something on their own and radio that out, that creates a call for service.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of things that could that are involved in the call for service numbers.
I know a lot of the the public assist type calls, or like you said, medical calls, but I see a lot of mental health things showing up in the call sheet now. And every once in a while, whoever's happened to be logging for the communication center, sometimes it changes. They use different verbiage for what they're doing. Sure. But you can pretty well tell what it is, mental health-related calls and that. And those are some of the calls. I mean, you end up getting a lot of those.
Yeah, we do. And, you know, over the summer, those calls were down quite a bit. And then in the last probably 3-4 months, they really ramped up. And I don't know if somebody smarter than me can maybe figure out why that happens. Maybe it's winter. Maybe it's, I don't know. But yeah, they're certainly up now. We do have a great relationship with Ierley Ball is contracted by the county to do mm-hmm. To come out and help with all those calls, and that does free up our officers a lot. And they provide a great service for the people that need it. But yeah, we've had a lot of those calls lately.
They still keep showing up, and all we do is we hope people get help. So
yes, that's
absolutely one of the challenges. I was going to say some of the traffic stops. I know because those are officer generated. When I see traffic stops on the call sheet and things like that, I know those are generated by officers.
Yes.
And again, there are times when it's very busy.
Yes.
And a lot of the time is when you get around some of the holiday traveling time and things like that.
Certainly holidays and then big events, obviously, yeah. Super Nationals and Puffer Billy Days when there's a lot of people in town and even football games. You know, there's a lot of traffic on Highway 30 during those times. So, yeah, we ended the year with just over 2,000 traffic stops. Of those, the officers wrote 612 citations and 11,057 warnings. So, like I said, the officers are trying to give people the benefit of the doubt as much as they can, and sometimes it does warrant a citation, but you know, almost double the times we're giving warnings.
Sure. Accident wise, we did pretty good. Not too bad.
We did pretty good. I didn't have that on this list, but we're down just a few accidents. Not a lot, but we don't typically have a lot of accidents over the years, so that surprisingly, no matter what has happened since I've been here, that's really stayed very stagnant, those numbers.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Which is interesting. You know, people talk about the, you know, 20 years ago when I started, we didn't have texting and driving.
Yeah.
You know, and so as those things have changed, it really hasn't changed accidents. I'm not encouraging people to text and drive.
Yeah.
But we haven't seen a lot of rise in accidents over the years.
We have our locations that we have to watch.
Certainly.
I'm thinking Hawkeye and South Lynn is one of those.
That's a big one. Yep. That's a frequent one. Actually, South Marshall or Southeast Marshall and South Lynn, mm-hmm. Since they've taken that crossover out, knock on wood, we haven't had any accidents there or on Highway 30 there either. So that seems to have helped. We'll see. There's roundabouts coming, so I'm going to be a little, honest with people. I'm a little terrified of what that's going to look like when it's done, during the construction phase, because that's a major road to
there's a lot of traffic through there.
A lot of traffic on Highway 30.
Well, we'll hope everybody drives carefully. Again, usually it's very inconvenient while it's going on during construction if everybody's paying attention. That's the biggie.
That's all
a DOT thing. So
yes, we're working with them. We have no say on. So
I do know that people do ask for you every once in a while because you had some portable speed signs.
Correct.
And occasionally they say, can you put them in our neighborhood? Can you put them here and there? They are not inexpensive. Let's put it that way.
That is correct. Yes.
So you do have them. You do move them around if you can. And you do have areas where you try to keep traffic down.
Yeah, we have one that we can move around, Sergeant Frazier's in charge of that. I don't recall the exact location of it, where it's at right now, but we do try and move that about every 2 weeks. We have they're battery powered, so we change the batteries out once a week, and that's about all we get out of those batteries, especially during this cold time. If you notice on Highway 30, the DOT put two additional cameras, two speed signs out there. That is going to free up the other two speed signs that we're going to move into town. Once the weather clears up, I can have Public Works move those into town, and then we'll have two permanent speed signs. Locations for those are not confirmed yet. There's internally, we're talking about maybe South Story, maybe East Mamie. We'll see.
See somewhere where you're you know where traffic is has a tendency to ramp up,
yes,
shall we say. We'll go that way. Let's see. I was going to ask, thefts, burglaries, things like that, those numbers?
So thefts are up a little bit just in the last month and a half. And we've noticed, or we've been talking to neighboring agencies, Ames and Story County have had a ton of thefts of stuff lately. Thankfully, it hasn't really come to Boone much. But trailers and those types of things have been the city of Ames and surrounding Ames. I'm not putting this all in Ames, but Story County have had a lot of that. So please watch your stuff. Keep it locked up. You know, do the best you can. Again, most of our thefts from motor vehicles or from garages or from anything else comes from unlocked vehicles, unlocked buildings. So please lock your stuff. Watch your trailers, that kind of thing.
Okay. Big items. Again, and those are just the things in neighborhood. If you see something, say something.
Absolutely. Help your neighbors out. Yeah. I mean, that is a huge thing.
I know you did at one time had put out people with doorbell or with the video bell, video.
Doorbells, yep.
Yeah, video cameras on their house. And stuff like that. They can, if they wish, please let you know, because if something happens in that neighborhood, you have an opportunity to go and say if they have information or material that might be a benefit.
Absolutely. And that has worked. We've used that before. So we have basically a database where people have said, hey, I have a doorbell camera or
I've got a ring
around my property. And if there's a theft nearby, we can look through that list and go to those people and say, hey, can you see if anything happened during whatever time limit? And if they find something, then they're usually happy to share it with us, and it helps us solve cases.
Get that all done.
It's amazing how many are out there.
It is.
Yeah. And those things really do help.
And all it does is, at least give somebody a possible identity or direction they're going or whatever.
Or time frame. If somebody gets something stolen in the middle of the night, they don't know when it was stolen. Sometime between 9 p.m. and 8 a.m., well, that's a long time frame. So.
Yeah.
Sometimes just those neighborhood cameras can help even track down a time, which starts an investigation. So.
All right. I saw recently you guys have had a number of drug investigations going on. So at least that part seems to be picking up a little bit, I guess. Unfortunately.
They're kind of always going on. Some of them are coming to a head recently. Some of those investigations take a long time. But we do have an officer that's a member of the Central Iowa Drug Task Force. So in conjunction with them, we've stayed busy in that realm.
They've had a lot. Central Iowa Drug Task Force has been a little busy. Again, because that's not just here. That's Ames down into the metro and everything else.
Yeah, and that resource of having, that agreement or that membership is kind of invaluable, really. The people, the knowledge, all the equipment that comes along with being a part of that really helps out a lot.
All right. So otherwise, data-wise, stats-wise, you feel pretty good about how the year went?
Yeah, I feel really good. I feel really good about the direction the city's going. I'm happy with the effort the officers have put in over the last year, and things are looking good for Boone.
Okay. Are we getting our last one going through the academy now?
Is in the academy now.
Okay.
Graduates in April, we're excited to have him back and hopefully be full staff for a little bit.
For a little bit. Before we get more retirements or...
That's right.
And everything else that'll be happening too. A couple of other quick things, and I know one of the big things you wanted to talk about is the Citizen Police Academy coming back. This is something that we've had around for, I think maybe the pandemic was the only year we didn't do it or something.
That's it.
But it's you try to get people that are interested to sign up. The big thing is it's Citizen Police Academy. I guess the easiest way to say it is you get a chance to see actually what officers have to do.
Absolutely. And it's been fantastic for us. The Citizens Academy will start March 6th. So I'm going to put out the application on social media and the city's website today. We'll take applications through February 13th.
Okay.
And then March 6th, it'll start. It goes for 9 weeks. It's from 6 to 9 p.m. on Thursday nights. We'll feed you. Mm-hmm. We'll teach you all the topics that we deal with in our line of work. A lot of it is hands-on, so it's not just sitting in a classroom. we touch on topics like traffic stops and firearms and use of force. So we'll some of the students will be able to shoot the taser and various things like that. And we'll put them through some scenarios where they have to decide what they're going to do. But it's a great program. We highly recommend people apply. If you haven't gone through it or don't know much about it, reach out to somebody that has, or reach out to us, and we'll give you some more information. But it's really a great program.
I know that's one of those where, again, when it started was a lot, just let people have a taste of what's going on. And I think the people that come out of it just don't realize how much, you know, no, crimes don't get handled in an hour like they do on TV.
Right.
Things take time. It's a process.
Yeah, I really dislike the show CSI for what it's done for law enforcement.
That and labs and everything else. Yeah, right. I understand.
And as part of the Citizens Police Academy, the people get to do a ride-along.
Okay.
So they actually do a ride-along at night with the officers and get to see what they do firsthand.
Okay. Now, it's on Thursday nights, so it started March 6th, you said?
Yes, sir.
So it'll be going into April.
That's right.
And I think one of the big things you ask is that try to make everyone.
Right. Every night is a different topic, so you really miss out if you miss some of those topics. So,
so if you're interested, make sure you can try to be there at all of them.
Watch our Facebook page. We'll put the application out today.
All righty. And again, get it in by February 13th and see. Now, are you going to have a limited number? I know because you don't want to have like 50, but
space-wise,
you'd love to get 18, 20?
If we could get 25, I'd be ecstatic. That's kind of the cap for the space we have. And really, when we're doing hands-on and scenarios, if it gets too big, you lose time to do some of those things.
Sure.
But no, if we could fill that room with 25, I'd be really excited.
All right. So, again, that's back again this year, the Citizen Academy. Now, you had done another one previously, were students? Are you looking at that again?
Yeah,
or?
We are. So that we did a youth academy in the summers. The last, probably 5 years, there's been we have struggled to get enough people interested to do that because it is very time consuming. Every time we have an SRO in the school, we seem to get more interested or more interest in that. So that's definitely something we're looking at.
Okay. Speaking of SRO, he's been doing pretty well. Got involved with coming up with some programming to try to do some prevention with YSS on vaping and things like that.
Yeah, so instead of citing kids for their first offense on vaping, which, believe it or not, is a huge problem in the schools, unless you go to the schools or talk to the school staff, it's hard to know that, but, man, he deals with that a lot in the schools. So instead of citing all those kids on the first time, we're working with OISS to create a program, like a diversion program, so they don't get that charge the first time. And hopefully they learn not to do it again.
I know Superintendent Trepa did talk about it, and she did say it's up to the parents again. Do you want them to get cited, or do you want them to try this?
We'll
see what happens. The other thing I know he's talking with county about bringing in canines.
Correct.
Once in a while. So.
Yeah, that is a pretty regular thing that SROs do throughout the state is every so often bringing a drug canine through the schools. And just, again, we're trying to keep the drugs out of the schools, our kids safe.
All right. Cold weather coming. People are going to have cars breaking down, stop installing. And they'll be in town and they'll be out of town. So
make yourself a cold weather kit for your car. Just put a blanket in there and some other things. And we're going to have a couple really nice days coming up, and then it's going to drop right off into subarctic temperatures.
It's going to be wintertime.
That's right. Wintertime in Iowa is coming.
There we go. We've got it, too. Our guest on our program today, Chief John Wiebold from the Boone Police Department. So Citizen Academy coming up, planned to start on March 6th. The deadline for applications will be the 13th. They're coming out today. Have a couple of different places where they'll be available. And if you're interested, if they have questions, they can always call and ask.
Please call and ask. Absolutely.
Find out more about it. Thanks for taking the time to come and visit with us. And have a safe safe entry into February here, okay?
Thank you, sir. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us today.